And once again, can you kind of give us an example? I know you spoke about it last time, but just to kind of make it real for people, you know, in your personal experience or people that you know, what's some of the more sizable contracts that you've seen people get, an example?
Yeah, so one was definitely, like I said earlier, that $15 million contract just for security services. Another lady that I know, she has a company that does logistics, and she helps you find location, well, find lodging when you go to locations. So she has a company that's certified as a DBE firm, and she just won a contract at the beginning of COVID to help help the government find lodging for people who were misplaced during COVID. And that one was like almost $15 million as well. And that's just to help people find, and I think it was up in New York, now that I think about it, but to help people find locations and, you know, different hotels. So all she really did was source to find the lodging for them. $5 million contract just to earlier clean and service police vehicles. Yeah. Oh, I said DBE. So the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise certification was the one that she had. Service and just clean police vehicles, $5 million contract. So.
And would you suggest that people go for government, like big government contracts or local contracts to start, or both?
I would say both, but local because you, well, not local because, but local, like it's, like you said earlier, you can build those relationships. You can get into the space. At the federal level, there is a lot less like red tape in terms of, you know, how long the process takes and how much, how long the process takes in terms of, you know, actually bidding and going after these contracts. At the local level, it can be a longer process, but I definitely say local. One, you have more say in what goes on locally as a business owner. You can also be like an active participant. You spoke a little bit about, you know, politics at the local level, right? You being a business owner, that's something you should definitely be worrying about at the state and at the, yeah, a local level. That's somewhere that you could, you know, use your business influence as well. And then also ensuring that, hey, you know, you promise this, we need to go through a disparity study or whatever the case may be, make sure that you're using that at the local level as well. So I would definitely push people to start doing more local. We always see federal government contracting opportunities and they will always be there. Yeah, but so you want to solidify that space at the local level.
So you gave us one side. I know last time we spoke, we were talking about SAM.gov and that was for the federal contracts. Are there other sites that we can use to find local contracts, or do we go federal and then?
Well, each state is different, right?
So each state, yeah. Got you.
So you literally just Google your state or your town.
You got to put your city in?
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
So it's like, all right, you know, Yonkers, New York, contracts, right? Something like that, like government contracts. And then
contracts, procurement, purchasing, or doing business with.
Because every city has its own website.
We should create a database for all of them.
I'm working on this whole time.
Okay. you working on that?
Yes.
That's love speed.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, right. So that way you have everything at one. All I do is type my city and then things will come up. Right. We can save a step by typing Google and type in the actual city you want to go to and then trying to find a list of sites. We have one database where city, here comes all the contracts.
So the first step is to identify your state's or your town's website, go on the portal, and then look to see what contracts is currently out there, what's available, get registered through the portal, and then put your bid in, right? And then network with the people, build the relationships, and establish the line of communication and start getting money from the government, hopefully, if it works out for you in that channels, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's like
it happens to all of those different agencies. You talked about the government, but the port authorities, the airports, all of those, tap into all of those opportunities.
Okay. So yes, we have some questions. Now we can, you have, before we go to questions, you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
No, I think that's it. I prefer the questions usually because it gives me, you know, an idea of where people want to go.
Yeah. So this is another added difference from EYL University, versus the podcast, where it's an interactive experience, where I saw somebody say like, this is like college. That's how we try to name it. That's why we named the EY University. So we do the presentation, speak, show, you know, screen share, stuff like that. But the most value, how I learn the best, is through asking questions. So similar to like how Market Mondays works, we open it up and then everybody who has a question has a chance to raise their hand and ask questions. So this is what we're going to go to now. We're going to get some questions answered.
Yeah, let's go to Anthony Adams. Anthony, what's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
What up?
What's going on, Anthony? I see you unmuted.
You're unmuted, but we can't hear you.
There you go.
We hear you. What's going on, bro? Up.
Damn, yeah, Anthony.
You couldn't get his volume together.
Yeah. Whenever you get it together, man, just type me.
Yeah.
Is that my late? Can't even see it.
Once again, it's like being in class. Sometimes when the teacher calls on you, you have to be ready. It's extremely important. Life lesson.
Khalil, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on, Khalil?
What's going on?
Y'all right there, good. How are you?
Bro? I'm good. Thanks for picking on me, but I bet everything she went over, I'm kind of past that part. So I honestly just wanted like some personal like sauce, like just be, I've probably been registered for like a year. I'm just not having no luck winning anything now. Like, so like, go
any
ahead. I'm sorry.
Tips, no, any tips?
Yeah, just like personal tips, like, or like, you know, like something you do or something you did that bettered your chances. I've been registered. I've been like, I know, you know, the basis of everything. I just can't win anything, no.
Got it. And you've been bidding on these contracts too? Or you were just like, tell me how that process been?
Yes, like I said, I'm not the best of it at it. I got it. I figured it out during the pandemic, like kind of on my own through YouTube and Google after I seen something up about it on Instagram. So it was kind of hard for me to like call and build them relationships and ask those certain questions because, you know, a lot of stuff was closed. And now everything opening back up, I'm trying to catch up. But it's like I said, I'm not the best at bidding or pricing it. That's my biggest problem, pricing. And like, for example, you said the police car contract. I seen one of those for my city, and it's like I had no idea how to go about it, so I missed it.
Okay. So usually your issue is pricing. The best thing for you to do would be to see what the previous contracts were awarded for. So you can request that information about, you know, has this contract been awarded previously? You can ask them multiple things. Has it been awarded previously? Can the previous awardee also bid on this contract? That's another question you want to ask, but also ask them what was the price for that past contract. If it's never been awarded before, a way that you could also do it is go through other companies to get quotes. Right? Ask these companies for quotes to figure out how much, you know, this product or service actually costs. And then you can determine what your price what your price will be based off of how much you would gain in terms of profit and how much it would cost. So that's like in terms of pricing, that's what I would say.
Okay. I have two more questions if that's not a problem.
Breaking all the rules.
Guidelines.
It's all good.
Go ahead.
I said I got two more short questions.
Yeah, it's all good. Go ahead.
RFI, I know that means a request for information, but what are they actually asking for? It's usually just like a bunch of stuff and it's like no direct request.
Got it. RFIs, they really just want to know what businesses are available to provide whatever this product and service is. That's really just their way of checking out the landscape to see if someone is actually here. And if we put this opportunity out, will some companies actually bid on it? So the best thing for you to provide to them would be you should have a one pager or capability statement. So you want to provide that. You also want to provide just a general letter explaining your business and the products that you can provide, the products or services that you'll be able to provide to them based off of their requests. So
what about subcontracting through RFI? Would I be able to give them someone else's information?
You can, but the thing is you don't want to put it as someone else's information unless
just under my name.
Unless this is a thing, unless it's something that you will be doing in conjunction with them, or if they're asking for a subcontractor. So what you would have to do is say, hey, we can provide this product or this service. And then when the contract is actually put out based off of that RFI, when that contract is actually put out, you can add them in there as a subcontractor. But initially, okay, you just want to let them know, hey, I'm available. I can do it. I got
you. All right. Last thing, purchase orders. Because most things are net 30, and most times, even if you do have the money, you don't want to spend your own money. Is there any ways or strategies to get funding for purchase orders until they can like pay out the contract?
So there are firms who actually provide contracts on government, well, provide loans on government contracts. As of right now, I don't have any direct referrals for you. But the best thing I would to do would be, you know, use like the Google mindset in terms of figuring out what companies are out there. There are only a few of them that I know for sure that provide loans on government contracts, but I've never gotten a loan on a contract with them. So I'm not sure how, you know, you can make sure you ask them about their terms, you know, interest rates and things like that. But the best thing would be to just Google around to figure out what businesses provide loans on government contracts.
Well, we appreciate you, my brother. Hopefully you've got some information. It seems like there was a lot there.
What kind of business do you have, real quickly, Khalil?
Khalil.
Oh, personally, I have a cleaning business, but it's like always a lot of miscellaneous things that you can always bid on too.
We in Philadelphia?
Yes.
How did I know?
I was about to ask you that too.
I could tell by the accent, man. and I could tell by your name. Everybody in Philly got an Arabic name, and they speak the same. Everybody in Philly speaks the same.
He just got us figured out.
you got a beard?
No, I can't grow. All
right, Philly boy.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Hold on, wait. I got a question. Capability statement. Can you just explain what that is? Because you guys spoke about that.
Yes. So capability statement is a marketing one pager that talks about your business. So you'll outline, you know, what the work is that you do. You'll outline usually the codes, the NAICS codes and NIGP codes or commodity codes. You'll share if your business is certified, what certifications your business have, and then also what past performance you have. So that'll show the agency exactly who you are, the work that you've done, some of the things that set your business apart from the others, which, you know, you can also add another section in there, which isn't always certification. Sometimes it can be that you do something, you know, different from the status quo, and you can add that in. Those are the key differentiators. So those are the things that you would have on that capability statement. And it's a marketing one pager that, you know, you send to agencies to let them know about the work that you're doing.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Lou Rivera, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on, Lou?
What's going on, guys? Thank you very much for choosing me. I have one quick question. To the young lady, if you were starting a business today to try to get into government contracting, what would you choose and why?
For me, starting a business, my first one would be, well, not my first one, I'm just going to go. I would start a business selling some commodities. One, because I do service-based contract work now, and I would prefer to have a business that does commodities. Granted that I have the capital to be able to, you know, sell these products and services to the government. I have actually had a commodity company before, or was selling like medical supplies and equipment to the government, and it was a lot smoother transition than like the service-based work that I've been doing. So in terms of an industry, I would focus more on textiles, and like merch, any type of gear or merch or thing that I could get to them, I would do something like that right now.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys as well. I love you, Ryan.
Appreciate you, Lou.
Appreciate you.
Great question.
That was a good one. I was trying to figure out what commodities you were interested in.
Pharmaceuticals before. Now
let's go to Joy. Joy Ellington, what's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Hello, thanks for calling on me.
Of course.
My family has a non-for-profit organization, and we wanted to know how will we fit in, and what type of department should we look for to help things such as youth services and local like things, gatherings and things like that. How can we assist in that way?
Got it. That's a good question. So usually there aren't many, well, there aren't any contracts that come out for nonprofits, but what your family could do is partner with the cities and all of the commissioners and mayors, all of those people, they have budgets that are allocated for giving out funds to nonprofit organizations. So the best bet would be to start reaching out locally to see how you can either partner with the city to put on this function. From there, you can gain some sponsorship dollars. And then, of course, like I said, that sponsorship money from, you know, those local officials as well. So that's two routes for a nonprofit.
Okay, thank you. Yes, because we do work with the youth, and our main thing is to gear them towards finding their purpose. It's called vision, sight, and purpose. Mm-hmm. And I just was really trying to pinpoint where to start. So that helps a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, thank also you, look at the school boards. Look at the school boards and the school districts. You can do some work in that area. And then also other local nonprofits, like think about the Urban League and things like that. You could partner with them. Urban League, they have money for you mm-hmm. to provide some services too. So
yeah, if you go to your state site and you can check out the fiscal budget and you can break it down by category. It's one of the things I was doing with before we were doing EYL. I was trying to scale our summer program, and I was looking at the funding and seeing that there was a budget for these type of programs and seeing the qualifications that were needed to have the programs. It'd be interesting now to see with COVID, now that the states and a lot of the local municipalities have had budget cuts due to the amount of money that they've lost during this time. So it'd be interesting to see what their budgets look like now, but that's always a good strategy. Type in your state, go to the budget and see where the money's being allocated right now.
Yes.
Let's go to, thank you. Who was that? That was Joy. Thank you so much, Joy. LaVar, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Hold on. No, we're not promoting him to a panelist. Nah. All right, let's go to Michael. Michael, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Hold on a sec.
Hello.
There you go, Mike. What's going on?
Oh, what's good? It's been a long time, fellas. I appreciate it.
Of always, man.
Just one question. So, and I apologize, I was making dinner for part of this for the kids, but are you using any tools like GovSpend, or is all of this, it sounds like a lot of your work is just directly through the government websites. Is there any other tools that you're using to source the contracts?
So yeah, there are a number of tools. I don't necessarily use GovSpend because that one usually just shows like how much the spending data, like historical spending data. Right. If I'm paying for a tool, I'm going to pay for a tool that shows contracts that are coming out and that are out at that very moment. So there are a number of different tools that are out. So I think one of them for sure that, you know, my team actually uses is BidPrime. There's a free tool called, Procure Now. We use them, and our company actually just partnered with them to share those opportunities as well. So those are two that I primarily use.
And I'm sorry, what was the first one again?
BidPrime.
BidPrime. Mm-hmm. All right. I do appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I'm thinking now, like in wholesaling, there's a middleman that brings a contract from a buyer to a seller. Does that happen in this space with government contracting? Is this something?
All the time. Huh?
Oh, it does happen all the time.
Yes.
So what is, it's not really wholesale. What is it called in this space?
They call it a middleman method. That's what they call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a bad way to go if you can get somebody to drop ship it for you.
Hey. A lot of thoughts going through my brain right
it's
now.
Max Maxwell once famously said, the middleman makes the most money in America.
Think about it. Is this Coach? Khadijah, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. Coach, that's you?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Long time. What's going on, Coach?
All is well. I see y'all every Monday. Y'all just don't see
me. I just haven't heard your voice in so long. Everything good?
Yes, sir. Everything is great. I have, first of all, I want to start with gratitude. So thank you guys for spending your Wednesday with us and sharing some information. And then secondly, my question, I'm in the process of completing my family's plumbing company's DBE certification for the city of Atlanta. And the structure of our business, we have, my mother and father are the owners of the company, but my brother runs the daily operation. So when submitting the financial information, is it best to submit that information for all three individuals or just the owners of the company?
Yes, they're going to ask and request that information for all three. Does your brother have ownership into the company?
He does not have ownership. It's 66-33, my father, mother.
They may not ask for it just because they want to know about the owner. So don't worry about the brother as of right now. Only submit the information for the owners. And then if they come back and ask, you'll be able to provide that information. But you don't want to give them too much up front.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And I had a question about a capability statement, but you already answered that. And I just want to let you guys know that His Plumbing Sales and Service will be at Invest Fest. I'll be there Friday, Saturday.
Hey, what's the horn?
Invest Fest is the vibe. Talk about your business if you can.
Oh, absolutely. So my family started a business in 1981. It started at the family room table. And 40 years later, we are, if not the oldest, one of the oldest Black-owned plumbing companies in the state of Georgia. My brother, a Tuskegee alum, has run the business for over two decades now. He is a third-generation licensed master plumber. And most recently, his oldest son, my 14-year-old nephew, he's completing his second summer as an apprentice with the company. We do 80% residential, 20% commercial. We service the entire Metro Atlanta community. Our phone number is 404-696-3175. Again, 404-696-3175. We do everything from your toilet to your shower to your sink. And we're most recently adding a septic tank truck to our fleet.
Mm. There you have it. And you will be at Invest Fest. Clap it up for that.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you guys so much, and thank you so much for the value.
Shout out to you. Shout out to Coach. Love, Coach. We'll see you out there.
The biggest in the game, and Invest Fest.
Stop playing with us.
Monumentous. Absolutely. It will absolutely be monumentous. That is a fact.
Tyrell, we are coming to you. I know you was unmuted before. Thank you for being patient. Hopefully you got it together. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted, man.
Nah, no doubt, man. No doubt. First off, I just want to say, yo, appreciate y'all. Ever since I stumbled across y'all podcast, I'm just like, yo, these dudes is doing it. They all just joined EYLU.
My dog.
Like, yo, they doing it, man. But my question is, I am studying to get my dad coming after Khadijah. Sorry if I butchered your name, but I'm studying to get my electrical license. I'm a union electrician in Jersey. So as far as government contracting, like once I do get my electrical license and establish my company, is it like ideal to go after these kind of contracts or get some work under my belt first, then try to go out for these kind of contracts?
So I would say do a combination of both, right? Try to get some work under your belt first in that corporate space, but also look at it from the aspect of what prime companies, what bigger contractors can I subcontract with to provide this work? So specifically for electrical work, I had a contract to work with Siemens Mobility to locate a subcontractor for them who did electrical work, and they had to be certified as a DBE. So that's exactly why I resonate with both stories that have recently been told. But just that subcontract alone was $70,000, right? So there are ways that you can, you know, both get experience in this space while also, you know, doing that work on the opposite end of it with the corporate. So do both. That's my recommendation for sure.
Word. Appreciate that. Now, quick side question. I know majority of times a lot of places like or a lot of anything in general require licensing. do you think I should first get the license or like try to bid before I get my license?
If you don't have a company that's licensed that you can partner with, get the license first, because you won't be able to do the work without getting licensed. And then also thinking about it from an electrical standpoint, you'll probably still end up having to partner with a company, because along with that work comes a requirement for bonding and things like that. So you can do, you know, you can wait till you get your license, or actually find a company that you can partner with to do that work. So
I appreciate you, and appreciate y'all selecting me. Yo, y'all keep doing what y'all do, and I definitely appreciate all of y'all.
Brothers love, bro. Shout out to Jersey.
Jersey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. Dante Coleman, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You be unmuted.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good, man. How you?
Good, good, good. Appreciate it for calling on me. I got some flowers, a question, and an advice, if that's cool. I don't want to be breaking no guidelines.
Whichever order you want going, man.
First, I want to get the flowers to all y'all, you and the whole team. Like, I've been, you know, studying, watching y'all since last year. I joined EYL. I'm from Philly too, and the amount of people that, you know, mean when they see me walking around with y'all hoodies, like they EYL. It'd be a whole networking with them. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Given, I wish when I was going to school, I had, you know, ones that look like y'all that I could relate to. Really grabs everything that y'all taking in. So yeah, I definitely want to appreciate you and your whole team, and keep doing what y'all doing, like everybody else said.
Appreciate it.
Love is love.
Appreciate you.
The question is, I'm in the trucking industry, and I'm registered to do the bid. But I was wondering, do I have to have my DOT registered if I'm not picking up the loads, or because I plan on having another company pick up the loads or whatever and delivering?
So you'll need that company's DOT information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. They want to know that somebody can do it. So if you bid on it without the information, they'll probably end up throwing your proposal out because you don't have the authority to do it.
Okay. Cool. Well, do I have to be registered as a different entity, or like do I have to put that down like I'm not, or I just need to submit the info and.
Wait, do you have to put which one down? I'm sorry.
All right, so long as I have their DOT number, like the way that I'm registered now, is no specific way that I needed to have it my business structured?
No.
So do I have to be as like a agent? Not an agent.
LLC?
No. A dispatcher, I should say, or a broker or an agent.
Yeah, you can keep it that way, and just make sure you use the dispatcher. So you can say that you're a dispatcher, and you have companies who can provide this service. And then, for example, you can use that company as one of your subcontractors. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you. Yep, perfect. And the advice is, I got two, I'm in the trucking, and I do engrave. As a matter of fact, I'm the one that did the puzzle.
Oh, okay. Appreciate that.
I just seen that.
Appreciate that.
That was love, bro.
Oh yeah. So, we need that. I just need the I just need a hairline on that.
Look, I did my best. I took that joint off of Google. So Market Monday, you sent main man in the barbershop the pic. I commented, yo, I need that pic too.
Oh yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Can you get this information? Send us your information.
Yeah, send it to us. We'll get it to you.
We'll get it to you.
Okay, back.
Yeah, your ceiling missing.
Yeah. So that's me and my daughter's business. It's called DNA Creations.
Fly. Love it.
You know, I'm teaching her, you know, how to, you know, do designs and all that. But my advice, the advice is, dude, should I go into the doing the trucking, or should I look for government contracts as far as providing merch with that? What would you do?
Why can't you do both?
Yeah, I like them both, man. I think what you got with the puzzles is special, man. I haven't seen somebody that's the first time I saw. I mean, we had the chessboard, but to have the creative ability to actually create a puzzle out of a piece of art, I think it's unique. I think you got a niche right there,
he
man.
He made a puzzle out of our emojis. Really dope.
And another thing I was going to do, I wanted to wait, but I'm going to put the first 100 shoes on. I'm going to grade that on the board. I mean, whatever else y'all want on that John, and hopefully make that John an NFT, you know.
Oh, see, here we go. Dante thinking out here.
Thank you.
Hey, Dante Khalil, he from Philly too. He said link him in the chat, bro. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Look, you can take down my number, my email, if that's cool, whatever. Let's network. Let's go. I need to get down to InvestFest too.
Yeah, send me what's your email, bro?
Put it in the chat.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Send it right to us. Send it to the panelists.
All
right. Yeah.
Yes.
Appreciate you, bro.
What's the name of your business real quick? The puzzle business.
DNA. That's DNA. D_N_A Creations. It's on IG.
Yeah.
And it's me and my daughter. DNA is Dante and Angel. And, you know, the DNA are genetics.
There you have it. Oh, all right, brother.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man, for sure.
And thank you very much.
Thank you, man. We gotta just take a pause break to keep things in perspective, and we gotta pay homage to the institution at UIL. Yes, it's a very rare occasion. Like, you know, we gotta bring you Market Mondays every Monday. We do this, you know, people get to ask questions. It's a new way to learn, and it's providing information, and it's revolutionary, and it's not something that has been done before. So we appreciate all the support, but sometimes when you get caught up in a moment, you don't fully appreciate what is actually being offered. And in my humble opinion, EYL's offering is second to none. In historical.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
You really gotta, you know, it's a lot of information that has been given away for the last two and a half years. So appreciate it. But you know, sometimes we just have to say that. It's very important.
gotta do it, man. No place on earth like it.
It's gonna be difficult.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. Sauce is sold separately. Y'all know that. Hey, Don, I just hit you in your DM, bro. So send me your info right there. Let's see what we got. Jessica, we coming to you. I hope you're ready. Jessica, what's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I just want to send my gratitude as well. Thank you for everything. I've been following you guys since the beginning. I have put everybody that I know on, from my sisters to family members. So hopefully they see me and they see that I'm actually applying and using the information and not just being entertained as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
My question was, my friend and I, we started an event planning business, and I just wanted to know if she recommends us going through the local route to see if we can generate some clientele that way, or should we, are there also federal contracts that we can go through? I know that there's like elections and things like that when it comes to event planning.
Yes, definitely local. If you want to get into that political space and you know, so much money is spent on elections, right? I think we've seen the numbers. So much money is spent in that space. Starting local with the event planning, it works. One, because you can be there, you can physically set up these spaces, and you can build a reputation off of, you know, your work alone in these spaces. When people go to these spaces, they'll ask, you know, who hosted the event, who did this, who did that, that you want your name to ring bells in spaces like this. You want to be that local go-to for these products. I mean, for this event planning service. So I definitely recommend local for event planning.
There you have it.
You there, Jessica?
I think she's muted, but
thank you guys so much. We're New York based, so Rashad, AYL, hit us up. D's Alter Decor.
Yeah, what part of New York?
What part of New York?
We're Queens based.
Queens,
get the money. We are everywhere. We just did an event in Harlem, and then we shot over to the Bronx Mixer for EYL.
Okay. Shout out to you.
Yeah, shoot me your information. I gotta check it out for sure.
Thank you guys so much. Take care.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right.
Let's see. Victor, we coming to you. You ready? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
I love the vibe. Everybody got businesses. Everybody.
What's going on, man? First, I want to say thank you, Rashad. I went to the Bronx. I don't know if you remember me, but I went with one goal. I told you, hey, I got one goal in my mind, and that's to see if I could get a free university full scholarship, and you gave it to me. I had to hit you up through Instagram a couple of times, but
that's a fact. It happened. That's a fact. You read that. Nah. I appreciate that.
But I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, turn.
You gotta turn your volume down.
Turn my volume down.
Yeah.
Turn your volume down.
Just a little bit.
He came and met me in the Bronx, and he said he needs a scholarship, and I said, "Let's do it, man." So, you know, anytime somebody really. I shouldn't even say this because now everybody's gonna run up on me.
You're in trouble now.
You see me in the street, man.
I came with one goal.
When you see me in the street, you know, I try to just be a man of the people. So if you need any help or assistance or a scholarship, you know, we definitely, you know, try to make our best to accommodate it. So welcome, brother. I'm happy that you're here. And what's your question?
My question is I'm a musician. I like to do music. I do hip hop, and I don't have not like a business really. I've been confused in what to really start with. So I thought about maybe selling shirts and sweaters, like just to start there. And my question was, what is the best way to start? Cause I'm looking at online, just websites where I can just make a design and put it on a shirt and sell it through there. Is that the best idea to start?
That's actually exactly what we did. Like we found a distributor, Printful. We did a whole episode about it. But yeah, we had a bunch of designs, but we just didn't have the capital to put it on a merch. And so what the thing with Printful was, all we had to do was create design. They would create the merch, and they would actually distribute it for us. So it saved us a lot of money. But we realized as we grew and we scaled, we were losing money because we were selling a lot of merch, but the percentages were so low on our profit. But we had to start somewhere. So if you want to start somewhere that's low cost, Printful is a great option. And as you scale, then you start looking at, all right, well, how can I have more of a profit margin from the actual merch that I'm using? That's exactly what we did though, bro.
Yeah, check that episode out. If anybody has questions about merch, check our merch episode out. We gave our whole blueprint on our journey in merch, which it's not as easy as it seems. It's a lot of moving parts when it comes to merch. And we made a lot of mistakes. So we learned from those mistakes and we put it in the podcast. You know what episode that was?
I think it's like 89.
You could just check it out. But that merch episode is very, very vital for anybody that's interested in merch.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, bro.
Appreciate you. Let's see who we got here. Stan, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Everything's great.
I had a question for the young lady. I heard you mention some contracts need to be bonded. How do you go about getting bonded? Because I've dealt with the government contracts previously, and a lot of like the bigger contracts you needed to be bonded. So how do we go about doing that?
Yes. So usually it's two ways. One, some of the cities and counties, they'll have funds associated with them. They'll have bonding capacity that you'll be able to go through those different government institutions to do it. But then also there are always companies who can help you or provide like some bonding capacity. So I do have some referrals for some companies that can do that. If you message me, I can definitely share that information with you. Just go to message me on Instagram at Gublier, and I can send you that information for those companies that can help you get bonded.
Okay. Well, what's your Instagram one more time?
It's Govlia.
Okay. Will do.
All right.
Everybody on YouTube, if you could do me a favor and hit the like button, please like this video. If you are watching on YouTube, please hit the like button. Let's get a couple more questions in.
Yeah, yeah. Episode 109 for the merch, y'all. I knew it wasn't 9. It wasn't 89. It's 109.
The merch episode is episode 109.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good merch. That's the title.
Good merch.
Yeah, I mean, it's fitting.
Very fitting.
I thought we had Malikia on there, but she actually put her hand down. All right. You want to take a YouTube joint?
No more questions?
Yeah, I think everybody's hand is down.
All right. Well, no, that's good. Perfect timing, actually. No, you do not have to be a member of EYL to attend InvestFest, but EYL members do get a 40% discount on InvestFest. Okay, so that was a lot of information. I want to...
We got one.
One more?
After this, after you go.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Javonda, let's go, Javonda. We coming to you. What's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
One more, sir.
Oh, you got to turn your volume up.
Turn your volume up, please.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady. Can you hear me?
It's very low. I'm going to turn my thing up to the max, but it's very low.
Hello, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but it's kind of like real, real far away, but we'll try to make it out. What's your question?
Good evening. I appreciate you guys and taking my question. My question is, am I limited to my parish or county as far as staying local, or can I venture out to surrounding counties or parishes?
Good question.
No, you are not limited. Make sure you venture out as far as you can go in that immediate area. Try to make sure you're doing business with all of them. So no, you are not limited in any way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Javonda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that's it.
That's the last one.
All right.
Glorious one day.
Yes, yes. So I wanna give Shakia an opportunity to tell her information. Well, first we want to thank you for coming on. I'm sure we'll do more work together in the future, but can you please let the people know everything you have going on and your website and your Instagram? Because I see a couple people had asked for your Instagram handle and your website. Give them that information, please.
Yes. So I am on Instagram at Govlia, and that's also the website. So it's govlia.com. That's where you can reach me at. So again, website govlia.com and Instagram govlia. So Govlia, that's where I am. Government liaisons, remember that.
Thank you. And she also teaches people this stuff in more detail. So all the information is on her website and Instagram. Really, really knows everything that she's talking about. Very, very sharp. Mm-hmm. And once again, this is something that we do once a week for EYL University. So if you're interested in joining EYL University, we have these classes once a week and they're archived. We have over 100 past classes. We have bi-weekly real estate calls with MG the Mortgage Guy, monthly financial planning calls with me. We have a movie club, book club headed up by Troy. We have a private investment group on Facebook. So over 8,000 earners in EYL University right now, 15 infinity groups. And it's really a dope community where people, you know, come together and learn, and an interactive experience. Like you saw today, people get to ask questions. So if you're interested, you can click the link, EYLuniversity.com. It's pinned on here. And InvestFest is August 27th to August 29th, a 3-day event. The Friday event is for VIP. Right now we have Neo, who's going to be performing. And then we are working on a legendary entrepreneur that we will have a fireside chat with on Friday. And then it'll be a private networking event on Friday as well with us and like 50 alumni. And then Saturday and Sunday, are the general days, and it's going to be a mix of panel discussions, fireside chats, live podcasts. We will be covering topics from crypto to real estate to stocks, taxes, estate planning, insurance, VC, a long list of different things. We will have some of your favorites will be there. Hill Harper, MG the Mortgage Guy, Wall Street Trapper, Ian, John Henry. Shout out to my boy Fabulous. He will be performing. Jim Jones will be there to talk about crypto, Capital Coin, Miss Business, talk about taxes, a long list of other people. All the information is on the website. So if you are interested in joining us at InvestFest, go to investfest.com. And this is going to be a one-time thing. It's not like a one-time a year thing.
Like, can you bring this to Philly next week?
It's not traveling. It's going to be, that's why it's a fest. It's a festival. 200 small business vendors, food vendors. So yeah, it's going to be something that we do every single year. And it right now it looks like Atlanta is going to be the home of it. Atlanta is going to be the home of it at the
perfect place.
The last weekend of the summer, the last weekend of August. So yeah, we would love to see you guys there. And we got a bunch of other people that we haven't even announced yet that's going to come, but it's going to be a dope experience, man. A lot of alumni, a lot of people that you guys are familiar with, some people that you might not be familiar with. And we're going to be talking about a bunch of different things, a bunch of different topics. And it's going to be a good experience.
It's going to be one of those moments that you don't want to miss. Monumentous, historical. Somebody told me, Kwame Yanku, we had this conversation. He said the interesting thing about what's happening with EYL is that it's being documented. And so we look at the Harlem Renaissance and we had to read about it, but there wasn't any footage of it. Right, it was just pictures. And he was like, you know what, this is the new Renaissance and it's being documented. So I implore everybody to be a part of this process, because we put a lot of work into it and everybody, it's for everybody's benefit. So I look forward to seeing everybody there. I look to recording videos in your phones and taking pictures and all that. I'm looking forward to it.
Somebody said Jim Jones learning from 19 Keys. Funny you say that. 19 Keys will be there as well. And we're probably gonna have Jim Jones and 19 Keys together for a panel discussion.
There you go.
That would make sense since they're good friends. So, you know, EYL, you never know what could happen. No virtual right now because we really want to make it an in-person experience. So no virtual experience for this. This is only in person. So, you know, hopefully if you can make it, it's going to be an experience to remember.
That is a fact. Yes, Friday is for VIP only, and the hotel information, we are working on that. We'll probably have an announcement early next week about that. So shout out to everybody that's coming down to Atlanta to be a part of it.
Yeah. So thank you guys for joining us. The replay will be available on YouTube. If you haven't watched the whole thing, make sure you follow. Can you tell them your Instagram again?
Yes, it's GOVLIA. And I forgot to mention that we will be launching a podcast talking about government contracting too, called Government Coins. Strictly government contracting, government coin. So I had to take a page out of the book of Troy.
There you have it. Welcome to welcome to the world of podcasting.
Facts. So
that's dope.
Congrats.
Looking forward to that. Let us know the updates. Thank you guys for watching this. And it'll probably be up on podcast outlets as well on Friday.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
We'll see y'all Saturday.
Hopefully you got some information. We'll see you
Saturday
for chat. Investment group chat with me and Troy for EYL University. And we'll tap in with you guys. Take care.
Love is love, y'all. Peace.